Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The glorious month keeps rolling on. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of October 21st and 22nd. And a happy new year to all the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. We know when a season opens or reopens, indeed calls for a New Year's celebration. The South Zone duck season opened this morning. And we're going to run through October 28th, the first segment. And you got your woodies out there, man. You got your teal out there. We got a lot of ducks flying. The mallards, they upped the limit on that. It's going to be some good hunting. And next week, the 28th, the Coastal Zone Youth Day happens. And that's it's great to see the kids out there, the youngsters getting into it. Noticing more and more youngsters on the hunting scene, especially. It is a great thing. I would say the first segment of the bear hunt last week was a success. 330 total. So that's, to me, you need at least 500, maybe 550 to make a dent in that population there. I saw a bunch and didn't have any chance for a shot, but that was it. But good luck on the segment B, which is going to be coming up during Shotgun Buck Week. Don't forget, chuckers are being stocked. They're stocked today for Assinpink, Colliers Mills, Manasquan, Stafford Forge, Glassboro, Millville, and Tuckahoe, a.k.a. the Game Preserve down there. If you're going to be up north, Black River, Clinton, Pequest, and Woodingham. It's almost here. The rut, I said last week, we're seeing some indications of it maybe getting underway, some signs of some scuffling here and there, some scrapes, some rubs. Things are happening. Calling all deer. Seeing calls used can be very effective or can scare the bejesus out of deer. Sorry about that upstairs. You know, if you use the incorrect way. Very special guest on the line right now. Manufacturing deer calls, wildlife predator calls ever since the year 2000 is Ron Jones. He is president, owner, ACP, Rednecks Pride Outdoors. Now, we're talking some deer vernacular here, deer lingo. Deer, deer talk. Doing it the right way, avoiding doing it the wrong way, when to call, when not to call, and the call is most effective. Well, Ronnie, I have to tell you, as I said the other night on the phone, I can't believe some of the sounds I've heard from deer over the years that besides the grunt, there's a repertoire of sounds that come out of this creature that I God only knows where they came from, man.
Deer never stop talking. People just think they do. You know, there's a lot of vocalization from right on up from that little fawn talking to mom and mom talking to the fawn right on up to the buck saying, "Yo, baby, come here," you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of vocals, and in order to hear them firsthand, you gotta be out there. And I hate to say it this way. You gotta be out there not hunting, but you gotta be out there listening, mm-hmm. looking for the vocals.
Ron,
vocalizations,
as we know, especially now with the rut imminent, coming soon, if it's not already started in some areas of the state, very important, but it can also turn deer off, can it not? And Ron, one question I really want to clear up, does during the rut, are they as talkative as the bucks?
Yeah, they let the buck know they're there. They have their vocabulary. You know, everybody laughs at that can, the deer can, you know, doe can.
Yeah, they call it the deer bleat, right? Yeah.
Everybody laughs at that. But you know what? My call that I make is real close to that type of sound, and I can't tell you how many times I've called a buck in. And my son Jennings has mm-hmm. called a buck in with that doe and estrus sound. You know, it's simply... you know, that's mm-hmm. what it is, you know, similar to that. So it works, yeah. And again, the doe has probably the more vocabulary than a buck does.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely, because she's the boss. Everybody doesn't understand that. The boss of that herd is that dominant doe. She's the boss. And the buck, the older he gets, the more of a panty waste he is.
Vintage Jones people.
Yeah. When it comes, you know, he'll stand his ground against another buck. If mm-hmm. you want to talk about a coward, you know, the doe, she gets alarmed. What's her tail do? Right up in the air, right? Mm-hmm. The buck gets alarmed with his tail, though, right between his legs. And he sneaks out of there. Mm-hmm. All right. So people say that's smarter. Nah, he's just a coward.
Right. Conditions, timing to call. Now, the full moon's coming up. What's it going to be? This coming Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. Approaching a half moon. Vocalizations at this time with the rut about here. Is it a sort of a, hey, what's up? Hey, what's going on? Anybody around? Or is it, hey, man, like, back at him, starting to grunt, starting this, that. And Ron, another thing, too, calling the rattle game this early.
I love it.
So the vocalization on the bucks and with the full moon, which really, and listen, in October, the first full moon at the end of the month or whatever, that sort of kicks it off. Time to call, time not to call. What do you got?
Right now, I'm more in the social sounds, but I'm getting into the buck territorial sounds. Okay, so I'm always going to have on my lanyard, I have the one call that's set up for the doe vocalizations, and then I have my grunt tube that I have it set up for my buck. Now, especially right now when you're calling, do not set it on that boss buck grunt, you know, that one that's, you know, that type of noise. Don't do that. Set it up on the mature buck, but timid. Okay. Not timid as in, you know, fearful, but not that nasty, godforsaken rumble. You know, you're going to spook. I never set it up on that rumble unless I know I got a dominant buck, then he is the baddest thing around. Okay. Most of the time I'm going to set it up on a mature buck. And I'm going to go easy on them. I've called quite a few bucks in and killed them, and quite a few bucks that I didn't kill, using that mature buck, using it in a timid sound. Okay. Because I have seen where I've used a heavy sound and that buck, even though he might've been an 8 or 6 good size, couldn't get out of there faster. Okay. They turned him inside. I've gone into that deep, and next thing you know, man, they're just turning inside out trying to get the heck out of there.
Okay.
When I go down on a mature, I can do that, and they look at you. Why? You're not the big boy. You're not the 6'6", 250 pounds of nothing but muscle, right? You're the 5'5" flabby guy.
The former listeners, Ron Jones just described me very, very accurately. But Ron, again, the timidity factor, as you put it, is that sort of a, hey man, I'm around. What are you doing over there, Hanky? What's happening here? What's happening there? Or is it aggressive? Okay, you're there, I'm here. Do you want to mix it up? Not full aggressive, but that timid factor, that timid tone to the call. Is that more of a, like you said, a socialization thing?
Yeah, and when I start off calling, and say I get my stand, and it's October 21st, something like that. When I get in my stand, I am starting to see quite a bit of scraping going on. I started some buck scrapes last week, and the bucks are not taking over the scrapes, but they're putting in scrapes right next to them, which tells me I have immature, or not immature, but I have subdominant bucks. Okay, they're not the dominant ones.
Right.
But they're big deer. Don't get me wrong. I saw the one deer. He's probably pushing 150 pounds, which is a good body deer, but he's not
the badass.
Yeah, he's not the bad. Okay, and I bet you the bad boy in there is nothing probably more than 120 pounds fork.
Okay.
But anyway, getting back to it, when I first get into the stand and I'm going to blind call at this point, I'll do a regular deer, a doe. I don't know if you can hear that or not, but you know, and again, the key to it is that downward, whatever you want to call it at the end, short. Okay. You don't want to go long, long, long. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably just, again, about that loud too. Nothing loud. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll wait. I'll wait 15, 20 minutes. Now here's where guys get themselves in trouble. They'll do that. And where are they looking? They're looking upwind, where they want the deer to be when they're not calling. Okay. But when you're calling, where are you looking? You're looking on your downwind flanks. Okay. You don't want him downwind of you, obviously.
Right,
but,
right.
But you want him on your downwind flanks, and you want to be looking to your downwind flanks, because that deer, whether it's a doe or a buck, when it's in that social structure, when it's not in that hard rut, when it's not in that, you know, it's in that limbo season that we're in right this second.
Right.
They're not charging in ready to fight. They're coming in to see, you know, I don't recognize that voice. All right, I don't know who that is. Let me go see who that is. So they're sneaking in on the downwards, on the downwind sides of your flanks.
There you go.
And I tell people, hey, listen, you're not looking 30 yards. You're looking 50 to 100. All right.
No
kidding. I cannot tell you how many times I've been calling, and I'm studying for my shot, but all of a sudden I see movement out 100 yards, and there's a buck or a doe there looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, oh, please don't get downwind. Please don't get downwind. That's where your scents come in handy if you got a good trail,
a
good cover scent, mm-hmm. you know. But you're looking for your flanks, okay? Now, that's your social. That's your social. You're intermediate. Every 15, 20 minutes, do it again, okay? Now, I keep seeing these scrapes work like this, and I keep seeing some stuff on my cameras that's showing me that it's getting closer and closer to 0 hour, okay? Meaning I want to see more and more doe mm-hmm. on the scrapes. I want to see them standing on the scrapes. I want them paying attention to the scrapes. And then I want to see the bucks coming into the scrapes on the camera. Once I see that, now I can start going into my territorial and my breeding sounds. Okay. I love rattling. I will rattle now, but I'm not going to rattle hard. Now, when I say I rattle aggressive or I call aggressive, the terminology I just used, the average person would think I'm talking about loud and obnoxious, and I'm not. When I'm talking about aggressive, I'm talking about frequent. How many times you want to do it,
Ron? Let's cut it right there. Up against a hard break. Listen, it's rattling now. I'm a guy telling me, Tom P, you don't know your ass from your elbow. You're talking rattling this early. Whoa. Ron taught me some lessons here. Ron, hang in for the next segment. Let's get into the rattling. And I also want to go back more to the aggressive grunt versus the subtle grunt, because I've screwed up both.
So and,
combination with the rattling. People, grab that cup, grab that rub. We'll be right back with Ron Jones, owner, president, ACP Rednecks Pride Outdoors, manufactured since, I guess, 2000. Premium deer, waterfowl, and predator calls. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
You have the choice, whether it's going out to dinner or ordering takeout at a local restaurant or buying that new outfit from a local boutique. Those choices help to put money back into your community. And Town Square Media South Jersey puts a spotlight on local businesses. Kindle Auto, just off exit 10 of the parkway on Stone Harbor Boulevard. Call 609-465-5000 or shop at KindleAutoPlaza.net. Perfect Basement. Schedule a free inspection at perfectbasement.com. Paolini Dermatology and Med Spa in Cape May Courthouse and Marmora, your one-stop skincare center. PaoliniSkincare.com. Storybook Land. Create your own story at Storybook Land. Apex East Roofing. Get a price on your roof in under 30 seconds at ApexEastRoofing.com. Thank you for supporting these great local businesses from Town Square Media, South Jersey.
Next question. This place is known for its extraordinary financial services since 1902. Contestant 3?
Motion First Bank?
Oh, nice try. Sorry, everyone. The answer we were looking for is
Ocean First Bank. Ocean. Ocean First. But the good news is everyone goes home a winner with convenient access to deposit services, mortgage loans, business financing solutions, and digital banking options for business and personal accounts. Through local branches and online banking, your needs always come first at Ocean First Bank.
Now get 5.25% APY when you open a six-month CD with at least $10,000 of new money to Ocean First. Learn more. Open yours with a local branch or at oceanfirst.com. Restrictions apply.
Equal housing lender, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Here's a winner, fall football, and Chickie's and Pete's mouth-watering snow crab legs. For a limited time, buy one and get one free snow crab legs every Tuesday and Wednesday. Enjoy the sweet, delicate flavor of snowy white crab meat dressed in our special blend of seasonings and spices. Pair it with an ice cold draft beer or one of our signature cocktails. Buy one and get one free snow crab legs every Tuesday and Wednesday for a limited time. Restrictions apply. Chickie's and Pete's. Hi, it's Pete from Chickie and Pete's, and we are prouder than ever to partner with the Philadelphia Eagles. Chickie and Pete's has been named the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and we continue to serve as the official caterer of both Eagles training camp and the official caterer of the First Trust Bank Club at Lincoln Financial Field. Go where the players go. The official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickie's and Pete's.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Egg Harbor Township Parks and Recreation Department has a lot to offer people for all ages this fall. Sign up for the 30-day 100-mile challenge during the month of October. Register for an amazing bus trip to Washington, D.C., Peddler's Village, or New York City. Get the kids ready for the Halloween celebration on October 30th. The 13th annual Holiday Craft Show is being held on November 11th. Nominate your favorite EHT volunteer youth sports coach for the Coach of the Year Award. For more info, visit EHTREC.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Mintz. When dealing with a workers' compensation claim, in most cases, the injured worker doesn't get the money they're entitled to. That's why you need the right lawyer. When injured on the job, call us first. We'll speak with you for free and get you all the money and benefits you deserve.
Make the right call to Golden Bird Mackler. Call us at 609-344-7131. That's 609-344-7131. Or visit us online at gmslaw.com.
Something good to know from First Bank of Sea Isle City. We have all of today's innovative banking products just like the big banks, but we offer something they can't. A personal community focus. Let's get you started with Bill Pay. You save time when you pay your bills online. It's fast, easy, and convenient. First Bank of Sea Isle City. A community bank that delivers more for you every day. Personal service, today's technology, from the people who truly care. Learn more at firstbankseaisle.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Week of October 21st and 22nd. The rut is imminent. It is coming. It is coming. Okay, usually, like I said, it's the indication that we've seen. Full moon coming up. It's happening. I know usually people say, and it depends on where you are in New Jersey. And I've seen it as early as now. I've seen it starting as late as the second week in November. I've seen, again, secondary, what's whatever going on. Thing is now, the calling, the rattle, is it too early? Is it too early to rattle? You just just before the ruckus. Now, me and the lovely Dee Marine have seen some smaller bucks sparring and going out, eating with some does around, coming back, clacking a little antlers. But not, you know, that's not, you know, really getting it down. But by the day, as again, it also as the day gets a little shorter, territory, these things are starting to act up. So, Ron, like I said, the guy said, Tom Peter, know your ass from your elbow when it comes to rattling. Just, you know, stick to your trout fishing or whatever. What say you, Ronnie, about the, it's not too early to rattle yet, is it?
You already answered that question. Just a second ago. The Denise Marie seen what? A couple small bucks sparring.
Yep.
Okay. Other hunters, you're looking out there. You're looking at and you're seeing it, you're seeing them push them around. Okay. Are they going into full flight, hard fighting? No. But are they feeling their oats and they're pushing each other around? Absolutely. That means the bigger bucks are doing it too. They're just not going into full-fledged battle, okay? Mm-hmm. So when you rattle this time, when I rattle time this time of year, I'm just tickle, okay? Use a doe bleat. Tickle. And what I'll do is I'll put my grunt tube in my mouth, hold him on my mouth, and I got the horns with. Can't do it here because I. I'm setting it up. I put the call in my mouth, okay, and then I have the horns in my hand. I know they're antlers, they're not horns.
I know people. I always say, "Don't, they're antlers."
Okay.
Big horn sheep have horns. Ibex have horns. They're out. I'm sorry, Ron. Go ahead.
I'm gonna tickle them. I'm gonna tickle them together. Click, 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 click. At the same time.
Now, what is that? Is that the doe? What is that?
No,
what is that?
That's your bucks.
That's
your
okay. Bucks. So what are they saying, Joseph? What are they saying?
What they're saying is okay, same as you and me wrestling. I give up.
Okay.
But when you're pushing each other, it's
okay.
Okay. They're pushing each other. They're grunting. They're making noises. Look, two dogs fighting with you. Everything when they're playing fighting or real fighting is doing what? Making
your
a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And people, we forget about that. So leaders are getting stirred up. It's not a full-out battle. No, they're just pushing each other around. They're two teenage boys grabbing each other and laughing and giggling and roughhousing and, ooh, ouch, that hurt, that type of a stuff, okay?
Okay.
Same thing. It's just just figure you're a buck and you're pushing something at the same time you're tickling the antlers together, okay? And then 10 seconds, 15 seconds, and then quit. Like, go a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again. Oh, I always start off with a doe. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it seems to work. Always start off with a doe. Okay. And then go into your little soft buck sounds. And as we're seeing the season progress and as we're getting into it here, you know, I figure by the end of next week, we're going to be in some pretty good semi-serious times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always say Halloween is the time to kill, and that's the truth. You know, Halloween is the time to kill. Your main rut is going to start November 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, whatever that is, you know, depending on what the experts say. Now, as you get into November 1st.
Now, Ron, again, let me interrupt you a second. That earlier rut, like you said, you told me once, and I talked to some biologist here, that the older does, I mean, they're are they coming into estrus early?
Yep.
Is that possible? So it can be starting early.
Yeah, I was always told that after the first full moon is when your older does are going to really start to come in.
There you go.
Your younger does are going to obviously come in a little bit later, somewhat. And I say this to a lot of guys. You know what really causes the my belief. I'm not a scientist or a biologist, so what I say is baloney.
You only have 100 years of field experience.
Close to that. but what I really believe is what really causes that hard rut that we all love is so many stinking does and heat at the same time.
There you go.
Okay. when you have a doe here and a doe there, okay, you don't get that hard barroom brawl type of rut, okay? That's my belief. I could be wrong. I'm sure the experts out there can correct me. But so Halloween on, that's when you're going into, they're going to start fighting. They're going to start getting serious. That's where you're staging over top of your scrapes. You know the bucks are hitting it. You want that bigger boy in during the daylight hours, but he ain't quite ready yet, all right, because he's smart. He got 3, 4, or 5 years old by being smart, not stupid.
Mm-hmm. Especially so these public land deer, Ronnie. My God.
Exactly. Woo. I tell people all the time, listen, you really want your education, go to public land deer because you can see them. In other words, they smell you, they know you're there, and they let you know they know you're there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you get into a place where the deer aren't used to human odor or whatever. They sneak out without you ever knowing they was even seeing you or whatever. So when you get into those hard grunts, you get into – now, I'm going to say this. I still go aggressive calling after the rut, clear on up into January. And I'm talking about when I rack those – when I hit those antlers together in December and January,
mm-hmm.
them babies are coming together, all right? And my calling is more aggressive. I'll start doing the roars and the snort wheezes. I'll start doing the snort wheezes now.
Give us some.
Unlimited. Snort wheeze is going to be a they're going to blow you in and then they're going to suck air back in. That's what right. It is. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the suck in to get any volume. So in other words, it's supposed to be like that. I mm-hmm. can't get any volume out of that. So I, all right. That seems to work. Your roar. If you've never heard a roar before, the first time I heard a roar, I tell you what, it scared the tar out of me, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. I heard that roar, and what a roar actually is going to be is. Something like that, all right? And when you're sitting there just towards dark and something like that lets out loud, and then the tree starts shaking about 60 yards from you, well, I wanted to get out of that stand while I still have light. I know what it is now. I mean, you don't hear it too often, but when you hear that roar,
mm-hmm.
okay, that deer is he's pissed,
mm-hmm.
all right, or he's stressed, okay. So that's you don't do it a lot, but when you got a buck with a doe, and he won't come off of her, and he's standing 100 yards, 50 yards out in the field, and he won't come into you. Do the roar, you know, do a grunt, get his attention, and do your roar. Boom. That's a challenge. If he roars back at you, you got him. All right. Again, don't go crazy.
Right.
You know, just if he goes at you, go back at him just a little bit. Hold out. Make him wonder. Make him, where the heck is this dude at? The great thing about calling is it works. The frustrating thing about calling is it doesn't always work.
First, most frustrating to me about calling listeners is I do it right, and then there's always a screw up, Jonesy. I don't know what it is. I get too excited or whatever. Calling don'ts. What do you recommend not to do?
Watch the body behavior, and if the deer acts negative, stop. It's that simple.
Simple, yeah.
It's that stinking
easy.
Simple.
Well said.
You know, you see it a lot of times a deer don't even pay attention to calls. Okay. A lot of times he's walking, he's got his nose at the ground. You ain't calling him.
Bro, I've seen him. You told me I'm pretty good with the grunts, and I've seen. Yeah, right. And right. Yeah, okay. I'll be back later. And you see it even on somebody's TV shows, which I'm loath to admit I do watch on occasion because you do learn things here and there. Deer just walks on, man. He doesn't come back. And other times with a grunt, I don't know, it's the cadence wrong, the volume, they say the aggressiveness, that sucker turns around and he's walking right back at you.
Your tending grunts are going to be, your tracking grunt will be, like, that's your tracking grunt. Okay. That's where he's snoring a doe. You hear that, you may be able to call him off. You may not. Okay. He's on a doe. He's smelling a doe. I would go to the doe and he like that. All right.
There you go.
Or even shorter. I like the shorter better. All right. You might be able to pull him off of that. If you hear him tracking and grunting, there was a doe. Probably he's tracking. If you the tending grunts though, that can pull him in. And the tending grunt is, well, just picture what he's doing when we say tending grunt.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. And then throw a doe in there. Add a little quiver if you want. Oh, baby, hello.
Jones, you're making me wiggle on my chair here, man, in the studio. People are looking at me funny. What's up? Hey,
Listen, when you're calling, you got to add emotion. Whether it's ducks, whether it's deer, whether it's elk. I'm working on a couple different calls for the my mind was totally blank on it, on the red and the black deer down there in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Sika. Cool, Sika, man. Yeah. Wow. I'm working on a couple, and I almost got those calls down pat, but you know me, I'm a perfectionist when I'm sounding that stuff. But whenever you call any animal, whether it's squirrels or whatever, add emotion to it, add realism to it. You're communicating and telling a story. That's what I always tell people. Okay. You and I, we can tell stories day and night. Okay. That's just a natural. Mm-hmm. We just naturally do that. The average person, though, has a hard time telling a story. That's what they got to do. They've got to envision what they want to tell that buck or that doe. Jennings is unbelievable at calling in does. I mean, I wish I had his talent at calling in does.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, why would you call in a doe? Well, you call the doe in, and there's a buck there. Yeah. Guess where he's going.
It's gonna be.
You know? So it's understanding what you're trying to do. It's not just going out and making a sound. It's telling a story, understanding the W's, what, where, when, and why.
Okay, now, Ron, working the calls, rattling the grunts, whatever, the come on calls, how's it going, whatever, hey, over here. Working in conjunction with sense now, cover sense, attracting sense, especially now early, the beginning part, pre-rut, the beginning part of the rut, the importance of sense. Is it more, again, the artificial esters that you have to use, or a cover scent? When you said they're going to be looking at you downwind mostly, what's the dealio?
I will never, ever, 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 ever hunt deer without using the scent. Ever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now. Again, understanding how the scent works. Okay, now if you're going to use an attracting scent, now we can't use real anymore. We have to use fake.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But when you're getting, the good thing about when you get into that rut, that buck is easy to screw up in the head a little bit. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When the noise is being heard, what is the buck or doe expecting to be there or expecting to see or hear or smell? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, predator callers all the time, look, you're going to go out and predator call a coyote, and the first thing he wants to know is what's doing to killing and what's getting killed. Okay. He does that by smell.
Sure.
So does deer. The deer comes in. When that deer's coming in, especially how they're going to come in 99% of the time, unless it's pure rut where he's fired up, they're going to come in, what I'd say, on the flanks, downwind.
Downwind, yeah.
Okay. What's he expecting? He is expecting to smell a doe or a buck. Okay, so that's where you're getting into the fake sense. And again, my Mock Scrape 5 is doing tremendous. It's not like Mock Scrape 4, the real deal, but it's doing tremendous. TC4, which is the fake T FTC Plus is doing good. All right. So when you get him fired up, it doesn't take that much to convince him that, hey, there might be a potential here. All right. So CoverSense, I am a firm believer in CoverSense.
Okay, Ronnie Jones, thanks much for this tutorial. Listeners, the deer calling early, just pre-rut into the rut. And Ron, one other question, and the sense also critical. Ron, that period where, and I've seen it, you've seen it, a lot of people have seen it, that December, late December, early January, was it secondary or tertiary rut? Calling critical there is a matter of being at the right place at the right time. And if you are going to, is rattling even worth it that time of year?
Yes, I rattle all year long. From when I start about mid-October right on up to the very end of the season. I have had 3 to 4 bucks underneath me in winter bow in January, standing underneath, you know. Again, telling a story, that's the key, and they can't get your odor. So when you use a cover scent does not take the human odor away. Cover scent takes the cover scent, evaluates it up to, say, 500, which makes the deer think human odor is down around 100. Therefore, they say he was here or she was here, but they're no longer here. That's where you buy 30 seconds. Now, you're not going to buy 2 minutes. Okay, you're not going to.
Fair enough. But, Ron, do me a favor, give that website or Facebook page, ACP.
Redneck's
Outdoors. The calls alone.
I use them successfully,
people.
Easiest way is redneckspride.com. That's going to take you to my wildlife control page and my store. Okay, redneckspride.com. It's the easiest way to do it.
Ron, thanks much for the tips. Listeners, it's here to me. It's already Thanksgiving in our schedule here. Rut is this full moon coming. It is going to start anytime. Take these tips. Make the call. Calling all deer. Get it done. Ron, thanks for joining us. Best to Donna, all Jennings, right, and everybody, man.
I will.
We'll see you, man.
See you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Wait long on that segment. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
Only one talk station in South Jersey has an app that's focused exclusively on what's happening in Atlantic and Cape May counties. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Don't fish through some generic app along with thousands of other stations. The WPG Talk Radio app brings you the latest South Jersey news and weather information, breaking news push notifications, and more. Download the WPG Talk Radio app today through WPGTalkRadio.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Congressman Jim Jordan out of the running for House Speaker after a failed third vote.
I'm disappointed that we couldn't get Jim Jordan there. I supported him. I thought he was the only one that could really bridge the divides in our party right now in the House. But also, you need a fighter.
Florida Congressman Michael Walz on Fox's The Story with Martha McCallum. President Biden says he spoke to the two American hostages released from Hamas custody after they were kidnapped in Gaza nearly 2 weeks ago.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
The president asking Congress for $105 billion in funding for Ukraine, Israel, securing the border, and more. Republicans are balking over the price tag. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Atlantic City Electric AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Periods of rain tonight with a low of 53. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a spotty shower. Increasingly windy, high 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a spotty shower. Windy, low 46. And for Sunday, probably to mostly sunny and windy with a high of 63. For weather anytime, go to AccuWeather.com. For AccuWeather, I'm Cheryl Golden on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That was calling all deer. Now we're calling all freshwater fish. Like I said in the opening segment, kicking off this show today is the second of two free fishing days in New Jersey. Freshwater fishing, you don't need a license or a trout stamp. And it is balls-to-the-wall activity out there. A little rain, a little wind. It's getting chilly, but the feed bags are on. And here's the bonus. They just finished stocking trout this past week in South Jersey waters like Crystal Lake, Giampetro Park Pond, Hamilton Lake, Grenlock Lake, Iona Lake, earlier the week before, Toms River and the TCA this past weekend, Swedesboro, Shadler, Sandwash Pond, loaded with two-year-old trout out there. It is going crazy. And as a bonus, Craig Lemon, shout out to the crew up there at the Hackettstown Hatchery. Also just big payloads of 12 to 12 and a half inch. You can catch a medium right away. Channel cats going out to myriad waters. Go to njfishandwildlife.com and check out the stocking list. Freshwater fishing in New Jersey has never, ever, ever been better. Join us online right now to help spread the word briefly for today. Free fishing. For example, at Tom Pino, the license, the trout stamp expense, they put out these trout. I don't know. Try it today. Go to any of those waters I just mentioned. Put out some power bait. Get a spinner on. You will just say, oh my God, we have this kind of fishing here in New Jersey. Check out the bass, the largemouth especially. Union Lake, you got some smallies. You got the big pickerel down here. You have the, again, you have the channel cats. You have the invasives, the snakeheads, the flatheads. It is busting out all over. Chris Smith, thanks for joining us. Chris is a principal biologist, DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries. Former professional bass angler, tournament pro. Chris, congrats. Fishing in Jersey is kick-ass top shelf, bro.
Well, thanks, Tom. We definitely appreciate that. We appreciate all the kind words, and always a pleasure to be on the show.
Chris, you're more than welcome. But now, for decades, you've been with the Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries for decades. You've seen the improvements. You've seen the expansion of waters. Go into it a bit. This is just, we have just some great fishing here, man.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in my time that I've been here nearly 30 years with our agency now, I mean, as you said, you nailed it right on the head. I mean, it is the best that I think it's ever been. You know, we always kind of remember the glory days, and I think this is our glory days right now. I mean, our bass fishing opportunities in South Jersey, North Jersey, largemouth, smallmouth, I mean, excellent, excellent right now. I mean, people are catching, you know, 5-6 pounders. You know, if you check out our agency's social media pages, you know, Craig and the crew have been doing a great job of getting the word out there. Giant largemouth bass are being featured at least once a month on those, on our social pages. Excellent opportunities right now. Like you said, channel catfish are going out. Our fall trout stocking is in full swing. Great times.
And Chris, again, to me, especially the channel. Now, there's, go to fishandwildlife.com, listeners, and check on, there's a place, there's a, an app on there, places to fish. Need a place to fish close to home. And Chris, it doesn't even cover the rivers and streams, but 290 lakes, ponds, and reservoirs from Sussex County to Cape May that are open to fishing, public fishing. And Chris, like on the websites and on the Facebook stuff from Fish and Wildlife, from Craig Lemon up there at Hackettstown, these are all public water fish. It's amazing. There's bass this big in Jersey. You got to be kidding me. Well, have you tried recently? Nah, I just saltwater fish. I used to freshwater fish. Well, people, wake up, get to it. And today only, it is free. Now, Chris, the progression, the expanded stockings, more research, procuring more waters, giving the public more access, win-win-win across the board.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, more waters is more opportunity.
Chris, now, as you've seen now, the expansion, again, listeners, we're going to touch more on North Jersey here for this segment, but again, Jersey is very small. You can be anywhere within 2.5-3 hours at tops. But Chris, now, for example, up north, exemplary walleye fishing, exemplary muskie fishing for pure stranded tigers, northern pike. I mean, the channel cats are all over the place. Hybrid stripers, which hopefully maybe some will come back down to Jersey. I'm not holding anything, Chris. Okay, you know? And now the landlocked salmon fishery is really taking off. Listeners, it is all here. People say to me, hey, Tom, we're going to go up to so-and-so for a trophy northern pike trip. When I go, I said, why? Everybody likes a road trip. I like a road trip. But why do that when you have that quality fishing right here?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a new pilot program that we're working on, stocking program we're working on right now, where we're targeting some, you know, small, you know, areas, small ponds and like urbanized areas where we're stocking some of those species that you just mentioned, like the hybrid striped bass, you know, testing the waters, seeing how much interest that we get, you know, and possibly expanding some of those programs, you know, again, into, you know, into the waters of South Jersey.
Well, Chris, we just the bass fishing alone, listeners, we have some of the the top bass fishing pros on the circuit. Everyone knows Mike Iaconelli, Adrian Avena, this guy Greg DePombo. So, and Chris, you were a successor. You were, what, twice the New Jersey Bass Angler of the Year. Jersey spawns some great fishermen, and it comes to spawning, pun intended there, because of the quality of the bass fishing here. Now, Chris, one thing that always just piques my interest is the smallies that are going on in Union Lake. It's amazing. South Jersey, Cumberland County, you have a viable smallmouth bass fishery in South Jersey. Chris, that's a great job.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, we're getting some good reports. I just got a report last week from an angler that a lot of smallmouth bass in the 6 to 7 inch range are being caught right now, which is great to see. We actually stocked some smallmouth bass, raised our Hackettstown hatchery back in 2022. So those fish are popping up in anglers' catches right now. So it looks like we're going to have a really good year class coming up next few years. That fishery should really take off again in the next couple of years too.
And Chris, another thing too, every man, I always say that the channel cats, every man's game fish. I don't want to preclude the panfish, namely the black and white crappies, the bluegills, the yellow perch, and the white perch. Fun fish, great to eat, and they are, except for the deeper waters of the Pine Barrens, the acidic waters, Chris, they're basically everywhere and provide exemplary fishing. And we have record crappies, for example, rival some of the southern states, man.
Absolutely. And that's one thing is that, you know, in participating in a lot of your shows over the years, we've talked a lot about our bass fisheries and, you know, and some of our, you know, our stocked cool water species like the hybrid striped bass or muskie. And one of the things we haven't focused on is those crappie fisheries and even our perch. Excellent opportunities for black and white crappie throughout the state. Black crappie is far more abundant, you know, throughout the state. But, you know, we find them in our surveys all the time. You know, fish upwards of, you know, 3 pounds, 3.5 pounds. Just the other day, we saw a couple, you know, really nice quality fish, a little over 2 pounds in Alloway Lake. And a couple
in Alloway?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Great crappies out there right now, and they're a fun fish to catch, you know, for people of, you know, anglers of all ages. It's not just a, you know, a couple fish here and there. I mean, when you find a school of crappies, you know, you can catch 10, 20, 30, maybe even 40, 50, 60 of them, you know, from one spot.
So join us online is Chris Smith, principal fisheries biologist, DEP's Fish and Wildlife Bureau Freshwater Fisheries, talking about the great freshwater fishing in New Jersey. And today it is free. You don't need a license or a trout sim. You can fish trout stocked waters. But Chris, what I like is I've written some articles on this, you know, on the theme, like hiding in plain sight. Chris, some of these urban and suburban waters, Chris, Jesus, right down the street here, Birch Grove Park Ponds, there's bass in here 4 or 5 pounds. I saw a picture there, a guy caught 27 inches. You can travel if you want, or it's close to home. The Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, Chris, you guys covered the spectrum, man.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you don't have to have a lot of fancy equipment. You don't have to have a fancy boat, big boat. I mean, you know, shoreline fishing, small ponds, basic setups will get you out there and, you know, have a successful trip.
Okay, Chris. Well, Chris Smith, Bureau of Freshwater Fisheries, thank you much. Spread the word. And Chris, for example, again, trophy waters. You have the Lunker Bass Lakes. You have the Holdover Trout Lakes. You have catch and release trout if you want. All the opportunities are there. And Smith, I have to tell you, I don't know how they keep those two waters, Assanpink in Monmouth County and Parvin down there. Was that Cumberland or Salem? As pounded as they get with the tournaments, Chris, still top largemouth bass waters, man. It's incredible.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the time to get out there too. I mean, some of the best bass fishing of the entire year is October and November.
Yep.
As the water temperature cools down into the low 60s, high 50s, that is the time to get out there. Falls right in line with our free fishing day.
Yeah.
You know, everybody get out there and go fishing.
Listen, again, one more time, but the trout were just stocked this past week, along with a bunch of channel cats. Go to njfishandwildlife.com. But Crystal Lake, GM Patriot Park Pond, Greenwich Lake, Grenlock Lake, Hamilton Lake. I love Hamilton because we always go to the Piccadilly Inn afterwards. Iona Lake, Oak Pond, the Morris River, Shadler Sandwash Pond, Swedesboro Lake, and the week prior to Toms River and the Toms River TCA. If you want to get some stream fishing in, it is all there. Experience it today. because it's not going to come around until, what, next June. They usually have one in June and one in October. Chris, thanks for helping spread the word. Jersey freshwater fishing rules, bud. Great job.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Best of the family, man. See you on the water one of these days.
Absolutely.
See you, man.
One of these days. Thank you.
Yep, against a break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Get out there, get on the water. Try to end on the saltwater end. The striper bite erupted. Started, I guess, Wednesday. They are, again, up north. You're going to be fishing from, let's see, I'd say around Long Branch, Elberon, down to the bottom of Island Beach State Park there around Barnegat Inlet. Man, there are stripers everywhere. I talked to one party boat captain. He was pissed in a good way, even though we had the bonus tags. Tommy P, we couldn't even use those. You know, there's that insipid 3-inch slot. Thank you, Guides Association of whatever. The 28 to 31 inch. The smallest fish coming on his boat were 34, 35 inches, had stripers up to 60-plus inches. It is amazing out there. They're chasing live bunker, and they're also getting them on the tsunami-weighted shads, the chartreuse, the bunker, and the pearl color. Again, hit some fresh water, too. It's absolutely outstanding. Hope that deer hunting segment on the calling, on the scents, helped out, because the rut is coming soon. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. And again, good luck to all those out there. South Zone opening of ducks today. Quack, quack. Be right back next week. Rack and Fin Radio.